This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And resistance in the Ukraine to the Russian forces. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, what a way to kick off the week as we are winding down February and getting ready to leap into March. The people in the Ukraine are fighting for their lives. Airspace over the Ukraine still being contested amid the Russian invasion. There are all kinds of moments on social media where you can see things being blown up, including the moment when a Ukrainian drone destroyed a Russian missile system. That was a good one, a win for the good guys. The Russians are being humiliated, in a sense, by the Ukrainian military because they are surrounding them, capturing them, shutting down their tanks, blowing up lots of their equipment. Speaking of equipment, the U.S. is sending Stinger missiles, as are other countries, to beef up the weaponry that the Ukrainians have in their resistance. There's been a lot of conversation about some of the faces that are helping to fight the war, including Miss Ukraine 2015, who is vowing to kill anyone who crosses the border. Women fight in the military there as they're required, just like in Israel, and Anastasia Lena, the beauty queen, who, again, represented the Ukraine years ago, a handful of years ago, in an international beauty contest, went to Instagram and said, "I'm here," and she was armed up and ready to go, including the president, Zelensky. He also is armed up and ready to go, although there are reports that an oligarch has sent assassins to kill him because, of course, the idea would be take out his cabinet, take him out, etc. But he is there fighting, too, as well. And so the Ukraine has put up a resistance I don't think the Russians expected. And there are people that are protesting around the world about Putin. You see signs in the U.S. Putin is a war criminal. That was in Lafayette Park over the weekend near the White House. And there are rallies all over the place, not just in the U.S. In fact, there are rallies in Russia. Some of the Russian people are defying what's happening. They're growing frustrated with Putin, and they're taking to the streets at risk, of course, of being arrested or who knows what, worse, disappearing, putting themselves right in harm's way. According to some reports, 1,500 people have been arrested across Russia by sundown on Sunday, but people said they were upset when they were interviewed because the aggressor is their country, and in war, the one who starts it is guilty. One woman was screaming that, and she said, "I voted for this government. I didn't actually vote for Putin, but I couldn't do anything." So there have been a lot of outbursts from the Russian people who are protesting against what they see happening in the Ukraine. In the meantime, a big part of this is the faces we see fleeing. Hundreds and hundreds of people are fleeing the Ukraine. A lot of women and children are part of that group trying to get to safety, whether it's at one of the many borders, but lots of them going to the Polish border. And once they get there, so many are trying to reach out and do something humanitarian-wise. They are often greeted with lots of meals and mattresses, and things have been set up in big gymnasiums and in hotel ballrooms to try and help those people because they are displaced. They have the clothes on their back and the children on their back, and they ran for their lives. And you see that the response has been overwhelming to the people who want to do something to help. A lot of Americans are part of that crew where they're sending money, whether it's to the UN or some other organizations. There's lots of different organizations that are helping anything they can do. You have the actor Ryan Reynolds and his actress wife, Blake Lively, who are matching funds up to $1 million. Bethany Frankel, $10 million and counting of what kinds of aid she's trying to get to the people and getting them at those border areas and getting through with them products, that hygiene products, things that they need when now they're there and they have nothing, which I think is tremendous and good for all of those people who are reaching out and doing that. Meanwhile, you have lots of opinions on the Hill as to what should happen, what the response should be, and what the U.S. is doing and what we're seeing unfold. And Mitt Romney, the senator from Utah, was part of what I call the Sunday Swirl, the talking heads on the tube, about what's happening in the Ukraine and what's going on with Putin and Russia. And here's something that Mitt Romney had to say.
What does concern me is that we've had president after president, not just President Obama, President Trump, President Bush, who were resetting relations with Russia, hoping as they looked in the eyes of Vladimir Putin, they could see a responsible person. And John McCain was right. He said he looked into Vladimir Putin's eyes and saw the KGB. And that's what we're seeing, a small, evil, feral-eyed man who is trying to shape the world in the image where, once again, Russia would be an empire. And that's not going to happen. And the people of the world see him and see Russia for what it is, and they're saying, no, we will fight for freedom. And what we're seeing is inspiring, it is powerful, and it will help change the world in a positive way.
Yeah, and I agree with Romney. You know, what did McCain say to him? He saw the KGB, and, you know, the idea of diplomacy and trying to do that for years and different presidents, he's absolutely right about that. He was, when he was on the State of the Union, which was on CNN, he talked about, as well as Putin in this, I like how he said that, small, evil, feral-eyed man. He also was asked about Republicans, a couple of Republicans who attended a white nationalist event, and the people who support the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, as that country is invading the Ukraine. And when he was asked point blank about it, he said, I don't know Marjorie Taylor Greene, the congresswoman, or Congressman Paul Gosar, but I'm reminded of a line from the Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid movie where one character says, morons, I've got morons on my team, and I have to think anybody that would sit down with white nationalists and speak at their conference was certainly missing a few IQ points. That followed some criticism from Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who is definitely struggling with her fellow Republicans. She said of those two, for speaking at the American First Political Action Committee conference that took place in Orlando, was organized by white nationalist Nick Fuentes, criticized them and said that, you know, when you look at that speaking there, speaking at an anti-Semitic, pro-Putin event, is the silence is deafening by other Republican Party leaders. It's deafening and enabling, and all Americans should renounce this garbage and reject the Putin wing of the GOP right now. I think we're going to hear more about that coming up this week. I think there's going to be more infighting that will happen with the Republicans because of that. Coming up, a reprieve, a break, a novel by Mike Gallo. He talks to us on the flip side.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
We go to Mike Gallo for a conversation about his book called No More Games. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So tell me what it was that led you to write this book. What was the thing that drove you to say, I got to write this book?
I've been a teacher for a long time, and I have graded a lot of essays in my life. And I got to that point where I was starting to think, you know, who am I? I'm critiquing all this writing. I'm giving all this feedback and telling students what it takes to be a good writer. And what have I actually done myself besides some blogging? So, it was just, I had the story in my head, and, with the pandemic, I had some extra free time and I had this creative energy, and, out the story came.
I like that out the story came. So tell us about the story. What is No More Games about?
It's a coming of age fictional story, but it's really a story that is about overcoming self-doubt. And there's a lot of myself in the character, in the main character. And it really just follows a man who, his young son comes to him with a problem. He's struggling with some confidence issues. And it takes him back to that point in his life where he was dealing with those same sort of issues. And so he reflects on that one summer that really shaped the course of his life and led him to where he is today.
Yeah. And your main character is David. And so what else is David like? I mean, David was a good baseball player. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good baseball player. And, you know, kind of like all of us, I believe that we all have a special talent inside of us. And, you know, that happened to be his. He didn't realize that he had that necessarily in him. And so he was kind of a quiet kid, not very confident, young for his age and for his class. And he really just kind of relied on his friends to kind of take him around and kind of show him how things should be done. So in the story, he really kind of grows through his friends. And more importantly, he kind of learns how to tackle some issues at home that he's trying to deal with.
Yeah. So some of the issues that he tried to tackle, because that's important, people that are listening, that's a main theme in your, self-doubt, obviously, it's a main theme in the book.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, as an educator for over 20 years, the story is really kind of a tribute to a lot of my students, because another theme in the book is just we never quite know what people are dealing with. We all kind of put up that facade that everything's okay. And I've been inspired by so many students to kind of find out like what they're really dealing with. And so that's really kind of the basis for a number of the characters in the book, but specifically to the main character, he's dealing with a dysfunctional family where from the outside, everything looks okay. But within his parents really don't care about him all that much. And they, in fact, they kind of resent him because they view where they're at in life as a result of having him while they were in high school.
Yeah. Wow. Will you write another book, another young adult book?
That's the plan. I'm working on another book. But again, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, I'm a father. So finding the time to do that is always a challenge. But if I get that time, like I said, I'm working on something right now. It's just a matter of finding that time that we all kind of need to get that done.
Yeah. How exciting was it for you, though? I love that you said, listen, I blogged a little bit, but here I am a teacher. And it's kind of like you said, I need to put my money where my mouth was. I need to do this. I need to do this book. How gratifying was it for you when you saw the first copy?
Honestly, it was completely surreal. I never really thought it would happen. But, for me, I think the most gratifying thing has been hearing from former students that have read the book and just how impressed they've been with it and how inspired they've been like after they've read it. That means more to me than anybody else saying anything, because really it was, like I said, those students and people in my life that really kind of pushed me to step outside my comfort zone and do this.
Yeah, there's some great lessons in this book, and it's a good read too. I mean, you're taking us through a story, so it's storytelling. It's a novel.
Yeah, and it's a quick read. It's more towards young adults. It's coming of age. So it's not going to get into some material that maybe is too insensitive for a lot of people, or something that maybe is going to kind of weigh on you. Some of those adult fiction books cover topics that, you put the book down, it just kind of weighs on your mind. There's a lot of important stuff covered in this book, but it's definitely a book that's geared for a lot of different audiences.
All right. Love it. Mike Gallo, keep writing. I think that's wonderful. And especially for your students to see this and any young adults in your life. This is one of those books. It's the right time for this kind of a book when kids are dealing with so much, especially at a critical time in their lives. It's called No More Games. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Mike, thanks so much.
No, thank you.
All right, so we wish Mike the best with that book. It is so important what's happening in the world in the last couple of years, and we see who gets lost in this. I think it's the middle schoolers, the high schoolers, and where they move forward. And it's a wonderful tale that I think can certainly be read by any of them, and actually even older people as well. So we have a couple of minutes before we toss off to just the facts and of course the man cave to round out the hour. And I've been talking about some of the efforts from Americans and just the average Americans they see what's happening and they're trying to figure out, well, what can I do? Is there anything that I can possibly do, even if it's a couple of bucks here or there? But there's so much in the power of the amount of people, right, that are donating. So the little bit is the money that's being raised, if it's average of $50, $20, whatever it is, that's turned into millions. And these dollars from people around the world, the small donations, all they can afford, that's what's, I think, a wonderful, wonderful thing, because we see it. We feel helpless. I mean, you know, you can't run down to a kitchen to go and help somebody. You can't go run down to a shelter or donate clothes or that. The people close to the areas are donating those kinds of things. And I think that there are more boxes that are being packaged up once there is the initial influx of what could be millions of people and where they end up, then that becomes more obvious as to what can happen. That's why I like what Bethany Frankel's doing with her Be Strong assistance, because she's sending those survival kits and sleeping bags and all of that. That's helping the people and also helping them with, you know, cash, cards, whatever they can in individual cases, and plane tickets, whatever it might be. There's an entry center in Poland, and some of that was, that's where that was being filtered, which is great. Anybody, no matter what end of the celebrity status they are, or what their vehicle is, that when they're lending their voices and their money, because they have the ability to raise lots of money and mobilize, I think there is something wonderful about that. So she's one of those people. And she's helped in other disasters around the world, like Puerto Rico and Haiti and the Bahamas, you know, and things were happening there. But this is important, because you could see it. You could see the stuff, the kits that were there. And, can you just imagine that feeling when somebody crosses over and it's been 48 hours or more, and they're freezing, and they're coming off of buses, and they're scared, and they're trying to figure it out, and they have very, very little, and it's not about the stuff, it was about getting out. But then the reality is, okay, now we have to survive, and we don't know how long we're going to be, where we're going to be, or what's going to happen. Do we have a Ukraine to go back to? And you know, a lot of communities are gathering to show support for the Ukraine and thinking of what can we do to make this easier. You know, there's a lot of Ukrainian Americans who are fearful because they have loved ones, families that are back in these small towns in the Ukraine, and they don't know. You know, they're trying to help. Same thing. It's that frustration of, well, when you say you're trying to help, what can you do? So cities like Chicago and Seattle and Los Angeles, New York and Philadelphia, they have some of the largest Ukrainian-American pockets in the country. And a lot of the people in those cities are organizing rallies to show support and to protest the war. I mean, in Sacramento, hundreds of people were on the steps of the state capitol to pray for peace, you know, through the weekend and last week. And, you know, they watched and chanted, and they're doing whatever they can to raise their voices. And really tough, tough to watch. We have the State of the Union coming up on Tuesday with the president, and I'm sure we're going to hear what happens with the UN and their emergency meeting. That happens on Monday. Just the facts coming up.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to meet soon. It's the first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. According to the office of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, the two sides will meet, quote, without preconditions. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations, and the European Union is taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. North Korea launched a ballistic missile into the sea while America and its allies are focused on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Some experts say North Korea is trying to perfect its weapons technology without interference from Washington. Japan's defense minister says the missile flew about 190 miles at maximum altitude before landing off North Korea's eastern coast. This is USA Radio News. Gunfire broke out at a Vegas hookah bar early Saturday morning. 14 people were shot, including one who was killed. Police say it began when at least two people got into an altercation. No suspect descriptions were readily available. Officials did not suspect a larger threat to the public. A school district in Missouri has reversed its earlier decision to remove a book from school libraries following criticism and a class action lawsuit. The Wentzville School Board accepted a committee's recommendation to retain Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. The book was previously banned due to explicit descriptions of sex, violence, rape, and incest. A Tennessee woman who was sentenced for illegally registering to vote will have a new day in court. Pamela Moses thought her probation was completed and started to restore her voting rights. Correction officials gave her a certificate saying her probation ended, but then rescinded it. The new trial is due to the corrections department failing to turn over a necessary document. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And we turn to just the facts as we know them to be true. Some of these will be funny and some of them a little bit more serious because, of course, we're watching in horror what's happening to the people in the Ukraine. And I love, love, love the way the world is responding. All right, this is a great fact, and it really is a fact, and not just a fact as I know it to be true. Poland refused to play Russia in World Cup qualification playoff match. They decided, no, we're not doing it after the invasion of the Ukraine. So the Polish and Swedish national teams are not going to face Russia in a 2022 World Cup playoff match in March. They're protesting Russia's invasion, like I just said. And what I thought was so interesting is Poland was supposed to travel to Moscow to face Russia on Thursday, March 24th. The Ukraine was scheduled to travel to Scotland on the same day. The winner of the Poland-Russia game would either meet Sweden or the Czech Republic on March 29th in the final. And the Swedish Football Association said on Saturday its board had decided its men's national team is not going to play a possible playoff against Russia, regardless of where the match is played. They're not going to do it. So it's interesting because the Polish Football Association had their big announcement on Saturday too. So I think these kinds of things are going to continue to happen, whether it's through sports or whether it's in different walks of life. But bravo to them for not doing it. I mean, just brilliant. They should band together and say, no, we're not going to do it. Too many innocent people are being killed in the Ukraine, and you just can't stand there and not have a reaction. I mean, you can, but I love the fact that they
have, in fact, reacted to it when it comes to football, or as we know it, soccer. Yeah, good for them. All right, speaking of that, along the same lines, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but good for Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds, two well-known actors. You see Ryan Reynolds everywhere, and you probably know who Blake Lively is. They've pledged to match donations for the Ukrainian refugees up to $1 million. So I think they're going to get there, and they're going to do that, and they're watching. And I like what they released on social media. They said in 48 hours, countless Ukrainians were forced to flee their homes to neighboring countries. They need protection. When you donate, we'll match up to $1 million, creating double the support. And he sent that, they sent that over the weekend in promoting donations to the United Nations Refugee Agency, because that's happening. So many people are doing that. And of course, there is a site where you can go and donate, and they're right there helping the people. You just have to go to giveunrefugees.org. And there is the story, I think, about just a quick little note about Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. And then you can make a donation there. I know I did it, and watching in horror what was going on and knowing what people are trying to do to help these people in the Ukraine who are so incredibly brave and want to save their homeland and want freedom. They want democracy. They do not want what Putin is coming in to do to them. They do not want that. All right, let's bounce on to a couple of other things. And a lighter note, imagine winning $10 million in the lottery. Just for a second, imagine it. And now I want you to imagine again that you've won $10 million a couple years after that. That's insane. A guy named Juan Hernandez from Uniondale, New York, he won $10 million in the lottery. This was 3 years after winning another prize for the same amount. That's crazy. He said the first time he won, he was playing a cash spectacular scratch-off ticket. This time he won on another scratch-off. You know, we've had people talk about the lottery before, and they say that scratch-offs are where you win the money, and obviously he's proof of that. That is just wild to me that he did it twice. And he's not breaking the bank, he said, by spending money on these scratch-offs. It's not like he's dumping thousands of dollars on it, because sometimes you do see that. But in his case, that didn't happen. I say, good for you. I don't know. Is it luck? Is it just coincidence? I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't even know what to make of it, except for that I think it's incredibly crazy that he was able to do that 1 year, and that's a lot of money, and then do it a few years later, within 3 years, to have a scratch-off happen again. Yeah, I have to think, because of that sort of luck or kismet or whatever you want to call it, I bet that he does it again. I mean, I bet he plays again. I don't know that he does another $10 million, but I bet that he plays it again. There's just something about that. All right, something about Law & Order. He was a huge Law & Order fan. I used to watch Law & Order, you know, all the time. That was sort of my show, you know, back before we had streaming and everything else. Well, Law & Order is back after 12 years. I mean, Dick Wolf, this guy, he produces every form of Law & Order, and it becomes a huge success. So this time you have Anthony Anderson from Black-ish, who's funny, as he's not going to be funny in this, I don't think, as Detective Barnard, and Jeffrey Donovan, who is the other Detective Cosgrove in Law & Order. And I think it'll be good, actually. And Cameron Manheim also is going to be in it. And I think this goes, because none of anything in the Law & Order franchise doesn't work. So this is pretty big. And this premiere is coming up this week on NBC. Certainly they're hoping. You know, when you have the formula and you have the series creator, Dick Wolf, and he says to them, hey, let's bring this back. I think they say, this guy is printing money for us. So if he thinks this is going to work, yeah, we think bringing back Law & Order, the original franchise, is probably going to work. So we're going to do it. I don't know if this happened to you or not, and I hope it didn't, but the 3G shutdown that's coming up is going to affect everyday devices that you probably have. I mean, it's looming above our heads, people. Seriously. Another thing to worry about, right? So you think about the introduction of 3G. When did it happen? I looked this up. 2002, which seems like 100 years ago. And you've got car and infotainment systems, home security services that may have been hooked up then, other things with wireless things that you may have, other kinds of devices, but it's shutting down. So other carriers are going to do the same thing. So if you don't have AT&T, but you have somebody else and you have 3G, it's going away. So a lot of products are going to require updates to continue to work, including those home alarm systems, medical devices. Ooh, this is where I'd be worried. Some older people that have medical devices, they just want them to work. They have no idea. They're not even thinking about what, 3G, 4G, 5G, what are you talking about? So the fall detectors, that's big. In-car crash notifications, roadside assistance systems, all of that would be affected by it. And think about when you got a car. So millions of cars might not have the ability to contact first responders. That's just a fact. After a collision or receive any kind of updates like location or traffic alerts for built-in GPS, because it doesn't work anymore because it's the whole 3G thing. So check it out. Make sure that you pay attention to what your network is and when that's going off, because you get stuck in that in-between and it might be something that you really need. Of course, home security systems, that would obviously be really big. And you wouldn't want to be caught in the situation where you thought something was working and you thought something was turned on, and then, of course, it wasn't. And all it had to do with was 3G versus upgrades to, you know, 5G. So watch out. I actually checked things because I thought, you know what? I'm pretty good about updating, and my phone isn't a 3G, but what about some of the other things I have in cars and whatever? And I made sure, and I didn't fall into that category, but like I said, you could easily fall into it and not realize that you're not getting that update, and that would be the worst. Oh, that would be the absolute worst if that happen. All right, coming up in, believe it or not, it's almost March 1st. I know it's kind of creepy, isn't it, in a way? I say creepy because I'm so sad by what's happening in the Ukraine, and I think we're only 2 months into the new year, right? We're 2 months into the new year, so as we watch some things that are unfolding, you know, March to me, usually as we get into the middle of March, is a happy time, and the reason is because it's St. Patrick's Day. So you're starting to see a lot of green that's out there. You know, that whole thing about you get pinched if you don't wear green. I don't know if people are doing that still. But green is one of those weird colors. It either works for you or it doesn't. And do you really have any green hanging around? It seems like everyone always wears black or blue or red or beige or, you know, like even look at your sneakers, right? And so it's just a reminder that we need some smiles, we need some fun. St. Patrick's Day is a good day, good holiday to let loose. And in this country, in the United States, you would think we were Ireland, the way people celebrate St. Patrick's Day with parades and the coloring of rivers and, you know, Chicago and in Boston, and Savannah is a huge place for St. Patrick's Day. I know when we went there and I talked about St. Patrick's Day, is like, forget about it, it's jammed, and you have to book it way in advance if you're going to stay there or any of that, because it's incredibly popular to go there during St. Patrick's Day. So I'll just bring it back around again for just the facts. And, you know, just the facts is that we're watching what's happening in the Ukraine, and people are being incredibly generous and doing whatever they can because we don't like it. You know, we value freedom here in America. I say this all the time. I think America is the greatest place on the face of the earth to live, and I've been in other countries and lived in other countries and met wonderful people. But we value our freedom even when we're at each other's throats. Even if we're divided politically, we're divided about what's happening in the handling of a pandemic. Ultimately, here's the thing. We live in the luxury of freedom because of so many people that came before us that gave their lives, their blood, their sweat, and their tears. So I hope that this wraps up, and I hope all Americans that are in Russia who have been urged to leave get out as soon as possible, because it is already closing up, and we know that because of what's been happening. So Godspeed to all of those people. Coming up next, The Man Cave.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm going to the man cave. Going to the man cave.
All right, here at the tail end of the show, we are in the man cave, and I talked earlier about, in just the facts, that you've got some soccer teams that are refusing to play Russia, which I think is wonderful. There are other protests through sports. Ukrainian athletes have urged the IOC to sanction Russia. So earlier this month, a Ukrainian skeleton rider, flashed a sign at the Olympics, no war in the Ukraine. On Sunday, he was hunkered down outside of his nation's capital with weapons in case he needed to defend his country. The 23-year-old Vlad Hershkovich was talking to the AP in a phone interview, and he said, "I'm not experienced in these type of things, but I'm ready to stand strong and help however I can." And this is what's happening in Kyiv. The Russian troops have encircled that capital, and he was among about 60 athletes from the Ukraine and 14 other countries who sent an open letter to the Olympics and Paralympic leaders urging them to immediately suspend Russian and Belarus Olympic and Paralympic committees. The letter said more Ukrainians would have signed the letter, but it's been a challenge to speak with all the athletes as they're in bomb shelters. I think that pretty much says it all. IOC, you are known for being, sorry, a corrupt organization. Do the right thing. They should do the right thing, and they should not go forward with in this time and what's happening with Russia. All right, we're going to bounce around because if we were sitting in the man cave, I know it's glum in some ways because, of course, we're watching and it's frightening again when people who are just seeking freedom, they were in a country that was filled with freedom and now it's in danger of falling and getting taken over by the megalomaniac Putin. So at this point, here's a couple of other things that have been talked about if we're talking about sports, right? So the Bucks lost a pro guard as he retired at the age of 28. And it's kind of surprising, I think, to some people. Ali Marpet, just 28, finished off his first Pro Bowl season. He's one of the top, if not, some people think the top Buccaneers offensive linemen. And he said after seven, look, he won a Super Bowl, thank goodness, with Tom Brady. But he says, after seven formidable years with the Tampa Bay Bucks, I've come to the decision to retire from the game that's given me so much. He talked about the organization, praised the organization, talked about Tampa Bay being his home and being in the community and loving the community and thanking Tampa Bay and all of that. But he said, you know, that it's his time to step away. Wow. It's going to be tough for them to replace him. Think about it. They already have to replace Hall of Fame quarterback Tom Brady. Now they have to replace their best offensive lineman who missed just 12 games in seven seasons. And it shows you how important it was for him to step aside, because he would have made $10 million in 2022. And this is a guy that was a second-round draft pick out of Hobart College in 2015. He became the highest-drafted player, 61st overall in Division III history, in college Division III history, which his story is so great. And hey, good for him. He knew that it was time, that he didn't want to do it anymore. And you take such a pounding on that line. And 7 years was plenty. And like I said, he won a Super Bowl. And he proved that he could do what he wanted to do, you know, so there you go. There's been a lot of rumors about what's going to happen in the booths. So is Troy Aikman going to go to ESPN and do Monday Night Football? Is Al Michaels going to go there too? Is he going to have maybe Joe Buckley, Fox, and he's going to be with him? And there's all kinds of, a lot of swirl about who's going where and what contracts are being offered, and it's crazy funny money. Somebody said to me, you know, we used to say, if you had a son, make him a left-handed pitcher, because left-handed relief pitchers would make so much money. But now it's like, if you have a son, or maybe a daughter, sports casting, yes, play-by-play, especially ex-players, but even some of the other guys that are in the booth that didn't play sports, the play-by-play guys, and maybe not the color guys, because the color guys are the athletes a lot of times, and they're getting the serious dough now. And I think all of that started to really ramp up because of Tony Romo and the money that he got from CBS over like $17, $18 million a year. So there was a rumor about Coach Sean McVay. The Rams just won the Super Bowl, and it was reported in the New York Post that he was going to meet with Amazon, and Amazon was possibly willing to offer him as much as 5 years, $100 million. Can you imagine? Think about that. 5 years, $100 million to do football games. Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. So the 36-year-old McVay said, I know I love football and I'm invested in this thing and I'm in the moment right now. At some point, you know, what do you want to be able to do? But I want to spend time with my family and all of that. And he said he's not doing that. He said that his intentions were to go back after another Super Bowl. But boy, that would be tempting, wouldn't it? Because he climbed the heights, and he's been to the Super Bowl a couple of times, and now they finally won it. And it would be tempting, I would think. If he wanted to go in the booth, because who knows? Would he be super good? I think he could be good, but we don't know if that would be the right move for him or not. All right, basketball. You know, we look at March and we think of March Madness. People who are not paying attention to any college basketball whatsoever now are suddenly paying attention. Like, did you know Temple beat Tulane 75-70 in men's college hoop today, earlier in the day? Or Illinois knocked off Michigan 93-85. Remember, Juwan Howard is sidelined. He's suspended for the rest of the regular season as the coach of the Wolverines. So, big win for for Illinois. And now we're seeing, this is kind of the great wind down to the big conference championships, and you look at the Zags again, they're always somewhere in the mix. So Gonzaga, the Gonzaga Bulldogs, among a record 7 top 10 men's basketball teams to lose on Saturday. Yes, but still just one loss. So you had on Saturday, Gonzaga, Arizona. Arizona's 2, Gonzaga's 1, Auburn is 3, Purdue's 4, number 5 is Kansas, 6 is Kentucky, and 9 is Texas Tech. They all lost. So the top 25 poll, that was kind of interesting, right? And Gonzaga lost to their rival St. Mary's 67-57. I mean, it's like these historic losses. So if you were rooting for the other team, that's pretty, it was pretty exciting stuff, right? And this is college basketball. This is why we like March Madness, because in March Madness, even what's predicted, although a lot of times it comes out that way, you start to fill out the polls and think, you know, can this one beat this five? I mean, can this five beat this one or whatever it is? But a lot of times it comes down to those glory teams that have done so well and have some of the best players, right? Something that is being discussed is handshaking after college basketball. And I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's talk radio, sports talk radio. I know I've been in that game. I get it. You're thinking of things like, hey, why do we have to shake hands? And all this comes back to Michigan coach John Howard hitting an opposing coach in the face. Michigan State coach Tom Izzo, of course, is asked about this basketball tradition of the post-game handshake, and he says any idea to get rid of it would be a farce, would be ridiculous. He said it's a joke. It would be the ridiculous nature of anything I've ever heard of. We've already been taught, these poor 18-year-old kids, that when you're told to go to class and you don't like it, you can leave. We've already told these kids, if you're not happy, you can do something else. We've already told these kids that it's hard to hold them accountable. Now we're going to tell them not to man. I love what he said. Now we're going to tell them not to man up and walk down a line and someone who's kicked your butt and shake their hand. He says it's ridiculous. And I agree. So don't get rid of the handshake. Why would that be? Why would you do that? I mean, Juwan Howard was suspended for 5 games the remainder of the regular season. He was fined $40,000. Wisconsin coach Greg Gard was fined $10,000. And they violated the conference's sportsmanship policy. And we know the story. I talked about it ad nauseum, what happened there. So I agree. I like Izzo. Because he just calls it like he sees it, right? Like, what are you talking about? Like, why would we do that? We're telling them you have to do this, and now you're telling them you have to man up, and even when you get totally shellacked, you're not going to go shake someone's hand. Get out of here. And I agree with him. That's exactly what you should do. That's exactly what that's exactly sportsmanship. That's what it's about. All right. And Rafael Nadal, he beat Cameron Norrie in the Mexican Open final for the third title in 2022. He's on a tear. He's had problems with his knees and everything else. I've had the pleasure of interviewing him. I've had the pleasure of watching him play. And I love this run the 35-year-old is on. Who knows how many titles he'll end up with at the end of 2022. He won the important one. He won his third title in 2022. In winning this one, but he won the Australian Open for his record 21st Grand Slam, and I thought that was amazing. He's 3 victories away from tying Ivan Lendl's total of 94 for third place for the most championships in the Open era. Woohoo! Thanks for listening, everybody, and stopping by the Man Cave. Make it count, and please pray for the safety of the Ukrainians.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.